Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This week, we are going to be considering the story of Manasseh. Not Manasseh, the son of Joseph, but Manasseh, the king of Judah. He appears, at least the way that the record describes him, to have been one of the absolute worst people in the entirety of Scripture. The way that he is described shows him as filling Jerusalem with blood, and in fact, reversing, or at least attempting to reverse, a number of commands that God gave in the book of Deuteronomy. And it's probably not a coincidence, too, that when his grandson, who is Josiah, when his grandson discovers the book of the law, or at least the book of the law is discovered in the temple and then brought to Josiah, when the book of the law is discovered, Josiah is struck in terror by what it says. Josiah didn't know what was written in the book of the law, probably because of Manasseh. This just gives us an idea, I think, of how terrible things were during Manasseh's reign. Now, the reason that we want to think about this, the reason that this is helpful, is because Manasseh didn't just act badly because that's what happened. You know, it was a strange fluke, weird coincidence. But the way that the record fits together, it looks like he purposefully acted badly. As I said, he seems to have tried to reverse what was written in Deuteronomy. God says, don't offer your children in the fire, and he does. God says, don't follow necromancers, don't follow wizards, and that's what Manasseh does. It's as though these things were commanded, and so Manasseh said, aha, that's not what God wants. Well, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do exactly what God commands us not to do. Manasseh was fighting God. And now I think that there was a reason for this. You know, you might be thinking, why? You know, why would he be that way? And I think if you spend some time looking at the text, it's very interesting to see the context of Manasseh, that he comes in the context of there being a curse put on Hezekiah's family, that his sons would go into captivity in Babylon, and Manasseh was his son. So it could be that Manasseh was trying to fight this prophecy. He didn't want to be taken to Babylon. He grew up knowing that there was this prophecy from Isaiah that Hezekiah's children would go to Babylon, and he said, no, that's not how I want my life to be. I'm going to fight God. And so just consider what this fighting looked like. This is 2 Kings 21, and I want to read to you about what Manasseh did. Now, as you hear this, just think about where Manasseh put things. Where did he put his idols? Listen to this. This is just starting at verse 1. Verse 1 says, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the despicable practices of the nations, whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places that Hezekiah his father had destroyed. He erected altars for Baal, and made an Asherah, as Ahab, king of Israel, had done, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. He built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. He built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. He burned his son as an offering, and used fortune-telling and omens, and dealt with mediums and with necromancers. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger, and the carved image of Asherah that he had made, he set in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. That's the story of Manasseh. Did you hear where he put his idols? Three times, the record says, he put them in the temple. He put them in the temple, in the house. Now, why would a king decide to put idols in the house of God? And I think that just underscores, again, this idea that Manasseh was fighting God. Manasseh was trying to say, well, you don't really have power. Look, I'm going to put my idols, which you say aren't real, I'm going to put those in your house. And are you going to do anything about it? Manasseh was fighting against God. He had this prophecy looming over him. And he says, no, that prophecy's not going to happen. I'm going to prove that you don't have power. And I am going to go against what you have said. I think this is really powerful for us. Now, obviously, that was, you know, the story of Manasseh in just a few minutes. But I think this is really powerful for us because we think this way. Can you imagine Manasseh growing up and being frustrated with God? And that's really the crux of all of this. Things happen in life and we get frustrated with God. We wonder, why did this happen? Why is it that my life is this way? Why is it that the people around me are doing these things? And what do we do when we ask that question? Are we like Manasseh? Manasseh would have asked that. Why is there this prophecy? Why does my life have to be determined by a mistake my father made? And so his frustration led him to fight God. What does our frustration do? Because yes, we can question. Yes, we can ask God. But ultimately, instead of being like Manasseh, think about the Ninevites. The Ninevites had the same kind of thing. There was a prophecy that Nineveh would be destroyed in 40 days. And yet, do you remember what they do? The king of Nineveh makes a proclamation and says, let everyone repent. Who knows? Maybe God will repent of the destruction that he has said he will bring. What if Manasseh had done that? What if when Manasseh had asked why, when he was frustrated, if he had said, but I know that God is merciful. I know that God is right. I know that God knows what he's doing. And so even though there's this prophecy, I believe that if I turn to him, all things will work together for good. Because you know what? God won. Manasseh ended up in Babylon. And it was only then that he realized that God was in control. God knew what he was doing. What do we do when we're frustrated? What do we do when we ask why? Let's turn to God. Let's remember that he has a plan. He is real. He is working. He is there. Not only is he there, but he's a God who cares. And a God of abundant mercy. And so when we feel that desire to fight God, to try and do everything we possibly can to say, it shouldn't be this way, let's just remember that God knows what he's doing. And that maybe someday we will understand. Because we don't need to fight him. God has a plan, and that plan is good. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.